You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time to talk a little Rangers baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with the great one, T.R. Sullivan, back from New York and in the Lone Star State, where once again the Rangers have made another move, T.R. Not a huge move, not a headline grabber, but they have signed Justin Ruggiano. How do you see him fitting in?
Dave, I think he's going to be has a chance to be a part-time outfielder. They're going to play him a little bit at first base, see how that goes. And, they have Josh Hamilton in left field, and they have Mitch Moreland at first base. And as we've talked before, they're looking for a right-handed hitting complement to those two guys, and they think Ruggiano might be the guy. So they're going to give him a shot and see what happens.
Do you see him as being one of a handful of guys maybe they bring in to look at in this capacity, or do you figure him to have a spot of some kind, more or less, on this team?
Well, I don't think, Dave, they're done yet. I think they still have some moves to make, and I think they'll bring in competition. They like competition, and I think I would not be surprised if they don't sign somebody else before the offseason is over.
Do you feel like they've been somewhat reserved and quiet to this point, that there's a lot more to do, or are they just sort of plugging along? I mean, you look at what a lot of teams have done, and I think some of them feel like they're ready. They've made their moves, and I feel like the Rangers have made a handful, and not many of them very big moves to this point.
You're exactly right. I mean, they got Tom Wilhelmsen from the Mariners, and that'll help their bullpen a little bit. And they got the reliever from Japan, Tony Barnetti, and that'll help their bullpen as well. So they've really reinforced their bullpen, but they still need to get Colby Lewis done or at least one more starter. I think that's the most pressing business right now in the offseason, is getting him one more starter. And, Colby makes a lot of sense. I know Colby would like a multi-year deal. The Rangers probably want to do a one-year deal. I think that's the hang-up right now. And, hopefully that will get done or something else. But I think they definitely need one more starter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that Colby Lewis situation, because I had the feeling a couple weeks ago that was almost done. But so you think it's the length of the term of this deal that's kind of holding it up?
Yeah, I think so. There's still a lot of starting pitchers out on the market, and I think the Rangers are looking at all their options too. But, they'd really like to get Colby done, but I think, the Rangers, they have multi-year deals in place with Cole Hamels, Yu Darvish, Derek Holland, and Martin Perez, and I think they only want to do a one-year deal on their fifth starter so they can maintain their flexibility. I mean, this guy's a 17-game winner last year. There's a lot of interest in him, and, he may look like he's working for a multi-year deal. We'll just see how it all comes down. But I think that, this is a guy that can really help the Rangers. He has in the past. He's been a very good part of this team for 5 years, and at some point I think they should be able to get something done.
We talked about Ruggiano at the top, but Andy Wilkins, another guy they claimed off waivers from the Mariners, he's kind of a well-traveled guy in recent years. Is he a guy legitimately who you could see, contributing to this team?
Well, I think every club looks to add depth at every position. Prince Fielder and Mitch Moreland are both left-handed hitters. Wilkins is a left-handed hitter, so I think you're looking at depth there, Dave.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, so they'll continue to poke around a little bit, but I don't know. I don't get the sense that they feel a lot of pressure, to make a whole lot of changes. Do you?
No, they're kind of moving slow, and I think that they have some budgetary restraints, and, they felt good about their ball club, and they have reason to be in that position because they did win the division last year. They have some spots to fill out, and, deals end up getting done late in the season. And, really, the reality is we're only halfway through the offseason, and, there's been a lot of deals done, but there's still a lot of very attractive players out there. And just a matter of how much the Rangers want to commit as far as dollars and, you know, years and things like that. But, you know, they don't have a whole lot of moves left to be made, but they still have some crucial ones to be made.
You know, one of the names, as we kind of wrap this one up, that I think we've talked about at least on one other occasion, and I'm a little surprised this guy doesn't get talked about more by a lot of other teams, too, is Jonathan Lucroy in Milwaukee. They're blowing that thing up. They need to trade their valuable pieces and get younger and controllable and, you know, with a lot of upside and whatnot. And, you know, Lucroy's a guy, his contract's really attractive. You know, obviously, I think real great ability both at the plate and behind the plate. I would wonder if the Rangers might get aggressive in that pursuit. Have you heard anything more about him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Brewers would be willing to trade him, but I think they want a lot for him. The Rangers, if you look at it, they really unloaded their farm system last July when they made the Cole Hamels deal and a few other moves. And, you know, I don't know how much more the Rangers farm system has to give before they get into a deficit situation. I mean, they got Mazzara, and they got Gallo, and they got Lewis Brinson, and, you know, maybe even Chichi Gonzalez, but I don't know if they really want to get too far into that farm system, because beyond that, I mean, it's going to be a couple of years before some of their other young kids get into a position to help this ball club. So I think the biggest thing with LaCroix is I don't know if the Rangers are ready to unload any more of their farm system than they already have.
Yeah, well, that's always a great balance with these teams, but we shall see. Still plenty of moves left to be made for these Rangers.
Yeah,
we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, it's been a very interesting offseason for the Rangers, but one of the big moves they made was you're coming aboard to be one of our broadcasters on the TV side, and I think that's a great move for the Rangers. We're glad to have you here on board, you know, kind of backing up Steve Busby, but it's good to have you aboard.
Thanks, Jar. It's all about depth, right? You got bodies to throw at these things. So I'm happy to be that pinch hitter kind of guy. So thank you, though. I really appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. T.R. Sullivan, this is MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.